This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green.
Hello everyone, this is just a note that today's program will be a rebroadcast as Paul is across the ocean.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This morning we want to talk a little bit about the soil. What makes a good soil? And with the spring being just 30 days away now, I thought it would be a good time to have John Harrison from the Espoma Company. And the Espoma Company has been in business since 1929. So they've been around for a long time. They're the largest organic fertilizer company in the United States. And they sell both liquids and granular fertilizers, all kinds of potting soils. And because we're talking this morning about starting seeds and how to do it, I thought I'd ask John to join us so that he can explain to you the difference between a regular garden soil, a potting soil, and a seed starting soil, and the fertilizers and what the difference is. John, good morning.
Good morning to you. It's a pure pleasure to be with you on this snowy February morning. I can't believe spring is just 30 days away. When you said that, a light went off in my head, and I just get so excited. Looking forward to it, and great to talk to you this morning.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I know what you mean. 3 to 6 inches for most of New England. Some places could get a foot.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to you from southern New Jersey, and we just got a light dusting. But even just up the road, 30 or 40 miles in Philadelphia, they got, you know, 4 or 5 inches of snow. So winter's still got its grip on us, but, you know, spring's going to get here, and it's time to prepare. And you mentioned one of the most interesting and fun things to get started to do in the middle of winter is seed starting, and now's a great time to start planting vegetable gardening and starting the seeds so that when spring does get here, your garden's ready.
Now, tell us the difference between your regular potting soil and your seed starter soil. Why people should use a seed starter soil when they're starting plants from seed?
Well, the seed starter soil is designed for maximum water retention. One of the biggest problems with starting seeds indoors is we have a dry, very low humidity environment. Most homes have dry forced air heat or something like that, and it's hard to keep water in the soil. So what we want with a seed starting mix is something that's really going to hold a lot of water. So when those new seedlings emerge, their tiny little root hairs can go out and find water and grow, as opposed to dry up and desiccate. So it's really important that a seed starting mix is great at holding water, and so that's the fundamental difference between a seed starting soil and, say, a traditional potting mix or even a cactus soil, which is designed to allow best drainage.
Now, one of the things that Espoma started many years ago, you decided that it's great to make a potting soil, but you gave it a bonus. You put together beneficial microbes in all of your potting soils, and we have listeners that are saying, well, what do we need beneficial microbes for? You know, we use fertilizer on them on a regular basis. But tell our listeners why beneficial microbes are so important, John.
Well, in the soil, the microbes you're referring to are what we call Mycotone, which is actually mycorrhizal fungi. And Mycotone is a proprietary blend of 11 different strains of mycorrhizae, which have been proven to improve all manner of plant growth. It really starts with the roots. Everything starts with the plant roots. If the root system is robust and growing, it's able to take water and nutrients into the plant. The plant is going to be a much stronger plant. It's going to have bigger foliage, more blooms, more production if it's a fruit or vegetable. And so it starts with the soil, and the mycorrhizae is just a game changer. It really helps improve all aspects of plant growth. And it's in our Spohm organic potting mix, it's in our garden soils, it's in our cactus mix. It's a critical element to the success of the gardener.
So it's like you're building up the soil, and when you do feed them, it's like a bonus, so that your soil gets better and better and better every time that you feed it. But at the end of the season, your soil is better than when you started.
Well, I think you've mentioned before that you've used our products that have the mycorrhizal fungi, and you've taken your tomato plants, for instance, up at the end of the year, and in the container that they're growing in, it's just all roots, and that's just evidence of the mycorrhizae having its benefit. Bigger root mass means more opportunity for water and nutrients to get into the plant, more efficient use of water, more efficient use of nutrients, and just a better plant altogether. So it really does start there.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, and as you mentioned, I had forgotten about that, but you have a product for starting your seedlings once you put them in the ground called Biotone, and I decided one year that I would use it, and I put maybe a couple of tablespoons in each hole. I worked it in really well, and the plants just took off, and I kept feeding them like I normally do, but the big surprise came in the fall. Normally, in the fall, your tomato plant's falling apart. You can just grab it with one hand and pull it right out of the ground. Well, to my surprise, I grabbed the hole with one hand, and I wasn't moving. I had to take two hands to yank it out of the ground and end up snapping at the ground level. So that year, I had to take a shovel and cut around my tomato plant to get the roots and the plant out of the ground. It just blew my mind. And the other thing that happened is it was the first year that I didn't have any tomatoes that cracked. Because when you get periods of dryness and then a lot of moisture, the plant pulls in a lot of water, and it's like a balloon. It can only stretch so far, and the top of the tomato would crack. And by using that Biotone, not one tomato cracked because the root was so big.
And what was happening there was that in periods of dryness, the root system was so large that it could find moisture and continue to bring it into the plant. As you mentioned, what happens when tomatoes face a drought condition is that they take in an abundance of water all at once, and they overinflate and crack. But your tomatoes with the Biotone were able to find water even in dry conditions, so they never really had that that feast and famine going on. But you know, your anecdote is something we hear all the time when people use the Biotone Starter Plus. It really is a game changer in terms of planting plants outdoors. It just takes a root mass that's tiny and constricts it and grows it very large very quickly, and the plants really respond. Whether it's a vegetable plant like a tomato, you're going to get a better yield, or whether it's a high value plant in the landscape that's going to survive that first summer drought and continue to provide enjoyment for years and years. The Biotone Starter Plus at time of planting is a pure game changer for the gardener to ensure success.
Now, one question that I get asked often is, I'll have people will say, well, I planted some whiskey barrels last year. Everything looked good. I dumped all that soil out and put in fresh soil. And I would say to them, why did you throw out the soil? Well, I used it for a year and I dumped it out. And I'll say, does a farmer throw all the soil in his field away at the end of the year? And they said, no. And I said, well, why don't you just condition it? So when people are using your potting soil or garden soil in a whiskey barrel or window boxes or planters, and they want to replant the following year, how would you condition that soil? Because you don't want to throw it out.
Well, I think the main thing you want to do is loosen it up, because if it's sitting in a whiskey barrel, say, over the winter, it's going to be very formed, hardly in the shape of the barrel. So you want to loosen it up. You want to add Biotone Starter Plus to it so that you're adding more mycorrhizae and more organic nutrients. You want to add some moisture, make sure it's nice and moist to get started. And, yeah, you can use potting soil for the second year. There's no reason why you can't do that.
Now, what's the difference between you have a regular potting soil and you have a moisture mix? And when would you use either one?
Well, you can use the potting mix in any plant or container. The moisture mix contains an ingredient called core, which is the pith from coconuts. And it adds an extra water-holding capacity that the potting mix is improved with, so that, say, you're growing containers in the summertime, you may be doing less watering because the core can help the container hold more water. So that's the fundamental difference. The moisture mix is designed to have that little bit of extra moisture-holding capacity so that maybe you're watering a little less, particularly in the hot summer.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about fertilizers and soil. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and their paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with John Harrison from the Espoma Organic Company. They are the oldest and largest organic fertilizer and company in the United States. And they keep improving their soils. They keep improving their fertilizer. And in 2017, last year, they developed a whole new line for those of us that like to grow our plants inside with liquid organic fertilizer and an organic insect control. And that's the one fear that I always have, using a chemical insect control inside the house during the winter. All your windows are shut. The heat's on, and if you're putting a chemical on your plant, yeah, you're going to kill the bugs, but you're also breathing the fumes of that, and you've done a great job and provided a fantastic service. So you have an indoor fertilizer, an orchid, a cactus, and a violet, all of the major flowering and foliage plant foods. What makes this so unique, John?
Well, what makes the liquid plant foods are the microbes that you were talking about earlier. We take a great organic fertilizer in a liquid form, and we add this really, really neat set of microbes that just make growth explode. I cannot tell you the astounding difference the microbes make in growing plants either indoors or outdoors. And the new indoor line has been very well received. It comes with the new Easy Dose cap, so there's no measuring, no mess. And people now can use great organic plant foods in the house and get fabulous results. But it is, it does start with the microbes and just the game-changing aspect of what adding life back to the potting soil indoors makes to the plant. It's just incredible to watch.
Yeah, and you know you're looking at these plants all winter. There's nothing worse than looking at a plant and it's all droopy, the leaves are yellow, they're falling, and it's important that you do feed your plants all winter long. I think one of the most exciting things for me to see was the new line of liquids for the vegetable and flower garden. And I just love the Espoma Start and the Espoma Grow and the Espoma Bloom. Man, I have seen things happen to my plants that I've never seen before.
Well, you're very kind to say that. But again, the Start, Grow, and Bloom were designed for outdoor use for the various different phases that the plant goes through. Start, obviously, at the very beginning phase, and Grow is to put on growth in size and color. And the Bloom, I can't tell you what Bloom does when you use it on hanging baskets. They just cascade out of those baskets with beautiful, beautiful blooming colors, and it's just such a joy to garden and see the results that those products will give the gardener. It's just fabulous to see.
I keep telling everybody on the radio on Sundays that the new technology for growing plants of all types is beneficial microbes. And you saw it. You really worked hard on it. You worked with the different universities, with the various companies that worked on this with you. And you've put it to use. And the people that have changed over from their typical man-made chemical fertilizer that does nothing to the soil have just gone crazy with the results of it. And what I do with all my containers, and I have quite a few containers at my house, when I put them in, I use the Grow. I really saturate that container with it to get the roots to form and get the plant active in that pot. And then after a month or so, I'll switch over to Bloom, and as you said, the flowers just go crazy. We had a woman who called this morning, John, and she was having problems with her morning glories, and I suggested that she try the Bloom from Espoma. My wife loves morning glories, but they just wouldn't flower. They wouldn't bloom. So she started
using. Well, they will
now
when you use the Bloom.
Oh my God, it's just incredible. John, thank you so much for joining us and explaining to people why you've made these changes, why it will improve the growth of your plant. Folks, go to your local garden center and get the soils and the fertilizers. They work. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, if you need some help, pick up the phone and dial 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Catherine's over in Massachusetts.
Catherine, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good.
Somebody recently just gave me, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, a cyclamen or a cyclamen.
Okay.
It's in
yeah, it could be either way. Some people call it cyclamen, and some people call it cyclamen. Either way.
And the little tag that accompanied the plant didn't give much information. It just said, keep in bright light, don't overwater, and that's about it. So I was wondering if you could tell me anything more about this plant.
Sure. This is a great plant. This is a plant that normally starts to bloom between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It should bloom until we get to April, and sometimes even longer. Cyclamen is actually a bulb. And if you were to put your hands and spread the foliage, you're going to see a bulb sitting on top of the soil. Not in the soil, but right on top of it. And coming out of the center of the bulb are the leaves with a long stem, anywhere from 3 to 6 inches long, with a heart-shaped leaf. And the leaves can be anyway from green to silver and all kinds of combinations in between. The flower buds come from the top of the bulb, and it comes up straight. And then when it gets to the height of the final height of the bloom, the neck will bend, and you'll have like an acorn-shaped bud on the top that's pointed, and it will open up.
It's in bloom right now, I feel.
Yep. Now, the thing that you want to do, when the flowers begin to go by, don't just cut the flower, because if you cut it, the piece that remains is going to fall apart, is going to fall over, and it's going to rot. And by doing that, that rotted stem is going to lay on top of healthy stems, and you're going to start to lose leaves and also flowers. So the best thing to do when you see the flower is looking really tired, grab a hold of it with your thumb and your index finger, bend it down a little bit, and then quickly pull it straight up, and it will snap right off. And that way there are no pieces that could rot the leaf next to it or other flower buds. Okay?
So do you don't like put your thumb way down and pinch the whole stem off?
You want to get the whole stem, and
all
I've done, I mean, when I work in the greenhouses, we would have 400 or 500 when the season started, and to try and pinch every one from the base, it would take forever. And I would just grab a hold of the flower stem right close to the foliage, bend it down, and then quickly pull it up, and it would snap right off.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now, that's cleaning it. The main thing is you want to keep it cool. Cyclamen or Cyclamen is a plant that loves a cool room. So if you take that plant and you put it in a south-facing window during 12 to 3, 4 o'clock, that window could be really, really hot. And what's going to happen is you're going to have a lot of flowers come out at once, and then the blooming period will be shortened. So it's better off in an east, a west, or a north window where it's going to stay cooler, and you won't have that heat coming up through the glass, and that's when you can extend the blooming period well into early April. Now, watering, what I like to do is give the plant a good soaking. Let it drain. So if it's in a plastic or tin foil wrap around it, take that off.
Yes, I already did that.
Good, because a lot of people will keep that on. They'll water. The excess will build up in that tin foil or in the plastic paper. And then they sit in water and they rot. So what I do is I take it to the sink. I water with cold water. I push the leaves together. I give it a real good drink until water comes out of the bottom. I let it sit in the sink for a couple of minutes to get all the extra water out. And then I'll put it back in its place. But what I try and do is feel the weight of it. And sometimes you could water the plant once a week. It could be twice a week, depending on how much sun you get outside and how warm your house is. So I just pick up the pot. If it feels heavy, it's fine. If it's starting to get light, it goes to the sink. So you can't say water every week. Sometimes it will go twice a week. Sometimes it may go every 2 weeks, depending on how much cloudy weather you get. So that's why I like an east or a west window. Morning sun or late in the day, direct sun, but good light all day.
And a cool room all day.
Yes.
And so it's not a good idea to let the plant sit in a tray of water and let it soak up from the bottom then.
I just put it in the sink because it's okay. not like an African violet. An African
okay.
violet, if you water with cold water and you get it on the foliage, then you're going to have these little spots all over the leaves
okay.
because of the cold water. But Cyclamen likes it cool. So if you can keep it 50 to 60 degrees, see, by putting it in an east or a west window where you only get sun for a short period of time but light all day, it doesn't get hot. And you can put it right on the windowsill or on a table near the window, and it will do very, very well.
And how long do these blooms last? Like, can I put it outside in the summer? Does it die back?
Remember, this is a bulb. Okay?
Yeah.
So what you want to do in the spring, so let's say May, you get the whole garden planted, and if you've got a porch or a patio, then what I want you to do is to take that plant, put it in a larger container.
Okay.
So if it's in a 6-inch, move it to a 7 or an 8-inch pot.
Okay.
And what will happen is that that plant now has some additional room to grow. And for the summer, you're going to grow it in the shade.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you were a greenhouse grower, what they actually do is they'll start all of their cyclamen on benches, and then when you get to July and August and it gets real hot, they cover on top of the plants with cheesecloth that cuts back on the sun. The cyclamen gets a lot of shade. They open the vents all the way. They leave them open day and night. They run fans in the greenhouse if the temperatures get hot, and your cyclamen will grow a lot better. So keep it cool in the spring. Repot it. Get some of the Espoma garden soil with the beneficial microbes. And when now that you have the plant, feed it on a monthly basis. And get
once the summer comes?
No, feed it once a month for
okay.
March and April. And then in May, when you put it outside, feed it twice a month, so every 2 months.
Okay, okay.
And that way, next year, your plant will be at least 50% bigger.
Okay, okay. And so you don't have to do like you do those poinsettias, like hide it in a closet for it to come back or anything? Like,
no.
Does it die back at all or anything?
Nope, no, it doesn't die back. It will just keep growing. If it does die back, that's okay. Just you know, cut back on the amount of food. If you see that you're getting a lot of yellowing and the leaves are falling apart, it could be too wet. So you just turn the plant upside down, pull the pot off the root ball. The roots should be white. And this is for any plant. If you see that the roots are brown or even black, put the pot back on and cut back tremendously on the water. Because if you continue to water on a regular basis, the plant doesn't have a chance to dry out, and the pores in the soil, because you've got particles of peat moss and compost and regular soil, if all the pores, the spaces between the individual particles get filled with water, then the plant can't breathe. So you've got to allow the plant to dry out a little bit between waterings. Take your finger.
So you say if it yellows, pull the whole plant out of the pot, and if the roots are white, did you say
if the roots are white, then your plant's okay. If
okay.
the roots are brown or black, then it's getting too much water.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Catherine. You have a wonderful day, and enjoy that snow a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Nathan? Who's up next?
Chris is she's in Cape Cod, and just want to warn both of you, we're coming upon a break.
Okay, well, Chris, let's talk a little bit, and when we get to the break, we'll just continue. How can we help you out today, Chris?
I wanted to ask a couple questions about that the grow and stuff that you were talking about with the guy from Asoma.
Sure.
I have all perennials and ground cover on my property, but I notice sometimes the bulbs don't come back quite as, you know, like the daffodils and the hyacinths. Could I use the liquid this spring to help the bulbs?
The thing that you want to do that will really help you a great deal, Chris, when you see that your foliage comes up, and on bulbs, this product works great. They sell a product called Bio, B-I-O-T-O-N-E. And it's a little bit of fertilizer and a lot of beneficial microbes. And that's what I use when I plant all of my vegetables. The Biotone is mycorrhizae fungus and a lot of beneficial microbes. And if you can do that in the very early spring, so you rake the garden, get it all clean, and your perennials are planted every place, sprinkle the Biotone like you do ice melt on ice all over the garden, and then put the sprinkler on, it will wash it in, and you'll have the best looking perennials you've ever. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and air paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Tarrant Gun Club. We are talking with Chris this morning. Chris, what was your question so that we can recap it a little bit and help you out?
The question was about like ground cover and bulbs that I have in my yard. And, you know, every year they come up, but not as good. And
right.
You told me about what to do in the early spring to sprinkle it down and then water it. But I have a couple of other questions after that.
Sure. Okay. So use that Biotone spring and fall, and it builds a bigger root system. And as John and I talked about, it is able to get a lot more water, and the secret to any kind of gardening is water. So when I use it on my tomatoes, I need to take a shovel if I want to dig them out. That's how big the roots will get, and that's what you need to do. It's called Biotone, and every garden center sells it. Now, what was your second question?
In the grocery store, some mimosa hydrangeas, you know, the single ones.
Yes.
And they lasted a long time. I want to say like a year.
in the house, and then this winter they kind of, you know, like dried up a little bit like the ones outside. And I was just wondering, can I plant them outside the way they form, or not really?
Okay. Was it a small bloom about 2 inches in diameter, and it looked like they were pink or red, and it looked like a brush that you would put makeup on?
No. And I might even have the wrong name. I was looking for the card. I believe they were like white, and it's a big ball, and it's just a single stem.
A single stem with a white ball.
Yeah, the ball is almost the size of your hand, you know, like a small hand.
Okay, so it is a type of hydrangea.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are there any leaves on the plant right now?
No leaves, and just the dried flowers.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do, take your thumb fingernail, scratch through the bark. And if there's green, then the plant is still alive. Because, see, normally this plant has to rest. So the way that it will rest, it will drop all the foliage, it'll go dormant, and it just hibernates during the winter. So what I would do, see if you can find a name on the tag of the variety. Most of your hydrangeas are all winter hardy. So it's going to have to be planted in the ground. So for now, just leave it sit dormant. Don't water it unless it's dry. Because if there's no leaves and it's dormant, you may wake it up and it's going to start to produce too early. But just keep the soil moist, but not wet. Keep it cool. And then in the spring, plant it in your garden. And then take care of it just like you would a rhododendron or an azalea. And then feed it as needed. And then in the fall, do not prune your hydrangea, okay? Because they make the flowers on the new growth that's made the following year. And mulch it. Put 2-3 inches of bark mulch directly underneath the plant. Hydrangea makes large foliage, and they require a lot of moisture. So take some of that biotone. Put it in the hole, maybe 2 or 3 tablespoons. Work it in the soil really well. Plant in it. And that will help to produce a nice big root system. And that way you'll be in fantastic shape. But mulch it to keep the weeds down and to help to preserve some of the moisture that's in the ground. And especially the first year, you may have to water it on a weekly basis until it gets established in your garden.
Great, and I just have 2 more questions.
Go ahead. Yeah, we can try and get one in.
Okay, I have the amaryllis, and I've had it for 3 years, and I've just left it in a garden window. And of course, I haven't done hibernating thing.
Yeah, but it needs to hibernate, and then it needs to be fed also. So if you can do both of those.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.